Our first guest this morning is Carolyn Sabin with Families First Partnership. Good morning, Carolyn. How are you?
Oh, just great. How are you, Tanner?
I'm excellent. Let's talk. You guys have your annual meeting coming up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our annual meeting is next week. It's Tuesday the 22nd. And this is really kind of the meeting where we recap all our highlights of the year and what's been accomplished, and also report out to our stakeholders, you know, how funding was spent, especially that funding that went to residents and as far as assistance in the community. So we're pretty excited about all the updates that we can give. And right now we have 31 organizations Wow. signed up to attend. So that's pretty exciting too, because that really brings in a lot of good discussion and conversation about the needs of the community and,
right.
and how we're already addressing them, but what we could do differently or improve some of our approaches. So the updates will mainly be on communication, as far as communication about among agencies and how we network a little bit better. And then also we've got a transportation task force, and we've got some exciting things that have been going on with that, and especially involving the Nebraska Department of Transportation. They're really excited about trying to help our community if they could. And then also networking between agencies that work with individuals with disabilities, because that over COVID that really broke down.
Right, I'm sure.
And so now we're trying to get that communication back together, and because so many times for individuals with disabilities, if you don't get enrolled in programs in a timely manner, you just really get shut out of being part of a program. And
sure.
But there's some pretty exciting news that I have an update on that I'll be announcing with a possible partnership with the Monroe-Meyer Institute. So I'm pretty excited about that. But and then, of course, then our financial updates. Over the last year, we've spent $108,000 just in assistance to families. That's paying rent, utility bills. So you always hope that that's been a good effort at stabilizing families, keeping children in their homes, and you know, preventing child abuse and child neglect.
I'm sure that was a well-spent $108,000. So.
Yeah.
So this meeting is coming up soon here. When is it again, and where is it at?
It is at Venue 304,
okay.
And it is Tuesday the 22nd, and it starts at 11:30 to 1:30, lunch is served. And then anyone who would like to attend, the registration is on our website. That's familiesfirstpartnership.org, and first is not spelled out.
Right.
It's like the cardinal first.
Right.
Number one, ST.
Yeah.
So there's a pop-up and you can register. And so we're pretty excited about how many people have registered so far. So, but, you know, really encourage other organizations, anyone who says, hey, I see a need in our community. Two of the things that will possibly be discussed, or at least there'll be a task force or group that will initiate some new strategies or ideas, it will be for minority needs,
okay.
And then also for needs of the senior population.
Okay. It sounds to me like it's an update from all the last year, but also almost like a workshop to see what you can do better.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And if you get everybody there, what a great opportunity to do it.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially because somebody may have an update on housing that we
sure.
aren't aware of. And so, you know, the more people we have there that can say, well, this is what I know is in the works for housing or other transportation or, you know, needs for youth programs.
Sure. And if there's folks out there that are maybe interested in helping out some organization, this would be a great opportunity, I'm sure, to just come and learn more about a lot of them, because our demographics are going to be changing probably in the next couple of years,
mm-hmm.
not growing for that matter, and
right.
there's probably going to need to be more volunteer help.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, and Families First Partnership is not just North Platte, Lincoln County. It is expanding regionally. So we have started assistance and partnering in programs throughout Southwest Nebraska. So we've really got about 11 counties that we're doing some outreach to at this time.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. And there's been a lot of expansion in surrounding communities as well. So if you want to be a part of, this is a great opportunity to Families First Partnership is kind of like the hub for all these and gets them all together and gets them communicating with each other.
Right. Yeah, that's our goal.
All right. Meeting again, 22nd. That'll be Tuesday at 11:30, venue 304. Sign up at familiesfirstpartnership.com. Carolyn, anything else this morning you want to mention?
Nope, that should do it.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in. It's always good to talk to you, and best of luck at your annual meeting on Tuesday. All right.
All right. Thank you, Tanner.